If not, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us start there in a moment of silence as we center our hearts on God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for every gift, grace, and blessing in our lives, large and small. And Father, we thank you that you always hear your children when we lift our voices. You're never too busy. You're never distracted. You're never focused on something else that you can't hear our prayers. And not only do you hear our prayers, Father, but you are intent as you listen. And you listen in love. And your heart hears. And if we listen closely, we may even hear you sigh or shed a tear. For as a father, so you do love us, care for us. As a loving father, you want to embrace us and hold us. Father, we thank you for your love and mercy that we saw poured out on Calvary's cross, for not sparing your only Son, that we may be able to have a restored relationship with you. Thank you. And Father, forgive us our sins. Give us the strength to forgive others. For the needs we've lifted today, whatever they may be. And Father, there are definitely more needs that were not mentioned that are mentioned. But Father, for both, would you hear our prayers for them lifted before you? As we pray for our church, our community, our nation. It seems sort of generic, but God, we pray your will be done, that Christ be proclaimed as the way, the truth, and the life, and that the Holy Spirit convicts and brings people back to you who may have wandered afar off. And Father, we pray not only for our nation, but nations around the world. We pray for leaders who have influence and power to make changes. Father, we pray for them to be led by you, that they would seek you in all that they do. Father, we pray for those who are victims of natural disasters and for those who silently suffer, who are in nursing homes or shut-ins in their own homes, and for those who are caregivers. For those who have loved ones for which they long to see again, Father, we pray that you comfort them and give them your peace. And now we'd ask that you hear us as with heart and voice we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.